Thanks for joining us for today's installment of Power Walk. Broken, Not Defeated. That's the title of our current series taught by Pastor Paul Cannings. When we were kids, we all wanted to grow up so fast, wanted to get to the next level as soon as possible. If only we could adapt this approach to spiritual growth and our maturity in accepting life's challenges. It's hard for us to handle hardships and difficulties and recognize an opportunity for growth in them, isn't it? Challenging us to do just that, based on Scripture through the life of Joseph, here's Pastor Cannings with the message, Growing Through Conflict.
Have you ever wished for things to just go smooth? Just smooth, you know, just where you are pressing on and what you're doing comes to good results and you're able to see the fruit of your labor and you just can get that done without a lot of stress. That would be great, wouldn't it? Okay. That was a one moment of dreaming. When people have these realities in their lives, it's no different than what you see within the Scriptures. The Bible doesn't give us people having wonderful days because they love Jesus. Even if you go to righteous people, you got Job and his wife says, curse God and die. So you got a conflict there. You've got issues with Sarah, Hagar. You go through the Scriptures. There are problems after problems, issues after issues that take place throughout the Scriptures. You got Deborah and her husband. You could go down the list to the when you get to Revelation, Christ is talking about taking the lampstand out the church. It just doesn't stop. Peter and them are serving the Lord God, and they're going in and out of jail. You have these constant issues take place, and then you got people who are committed to Christ now, and they want to go about doing what Christ says. And then you got in Acts chapter 15, they're trying to decide about the Gentiles and the Jews and the law, and there's big conflict in the church, and they had to pull together as leaders and resolve it. Even when you come to great men of God, the apostles going forward for God, or even Elijah had a conflict dealing with God, tied to a conflict he had with Jezebel. This is nothing new in Scripture. The issue that is new for us is a sense that we tend to want to run from it. We tend to think that I can just get divorced for irreconcilable differences and this fixes this. We tend to not look at it from a perspective that God is calling us to. And people tend to fight to win. And I always say when two people fight to win, both will lose. It's not about fighting to win. It's about fighting for what the standards of God is and being willing to discipline our lives to that. Because God's standards, God's will, empowered by the ministry of the Holy Spirit, is never divisive. Never divisive. Because the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth, is also the Spirit of peace. So if we're fighting under the influence of the power of the Holy Spirit, we end up with focus on what is the truth. It drives us to experience peace and the fruit of the Spirit, which is long-suffering. We can make it through any painful situation, and we can love even an enemy. This is what Joseph is brought to in Genesis chapter 42, as we now dive into this story after just introducing this issue of how God views conflict yesterday. In Genesis chapter 42, we see verse 7. Verse 7 says this, and Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them. He recognized them, because they were older guys when they put him in the well. 20 years have passed. They don't recognize him, especially all in the Egyptian garb that he has on, and haircut and everything else. So immediately, when he sees them in this long line, a group of people coming trying to get grain, and he runs into them. He made himself strange unto them and spake wrath unto them and said to them, whence come ye? And they said, from the land of Canaan to buy food. Whoa. This is like there is testing going on all over your country in all these different testing sites during COVID. And there are states and cities in this country called Egypt. And Joseph manages all these places. I don't know if it was as spread out as it could have been in a large country like America, but it's not one place. And Joseph is managing all these places, but it happens, by the grace of God, that his brothers arrive at the very place, at the very time that Joseph is there, and he ends up seeing them and recognizing them in the midst of all these people coming from all these different countries. He recognizes his brothers. And the thing that he immediately adjusts to is the pain he still feels as a result of what his brothers did by leaving him in a well to die when he begged them in distress. The Bible says in verse 21 of chapter 42, in distress he begged them from his soul. He begged them and they left him. His own brothers left him to die. So God arranged for Joseph to have to confront his brothers. Now, what does he confront his brothers first from? His pain. Joseph doesn't first come to confront his brothers based on the providence of God and the structure that God has organized that he can't go past. He can't fix this. God is saying, I'm going to give you a dream. This is what's going to happen in that dream. And they will bow to you. Guess what happens? They bow to him. When God speaks, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18 says, he doesn't lie. So it's better for us to keep renewing our mind to do his will and let that become a living sacrifice we present ourselves up through every day, rather than to just keep leaning to our own understanding, which he says will make our paths a mess. Because if he says not to lean to our own understanding and we lean to our own understanding, guess what we just did? We just sinned. He's saying not to do it. The thing that is powerful that leads to the providence of God functioning in this way is the obedience of one man, Joseph. Joseph submitted to the will of God, to the issues, the agenda, the plan that God has for his kingdom purposes. Once we bring ourselves under the authority of God, we expose ourselves to the plan of God through us for the focus of God, for his kingdom development, for his glory. We don't lose in that. We gain everything in that. But it drives us into these situations. So the more we hold to the will of God is the more we expose ourselves to the kingdom plan of God. When we are exposing ourselves to the will of God, we expose ourselves to God's agenda in propagating his kingdom plan across the earth. That's what leads Joseph to meet his brothers. The second thing we see here is that Joseph interacts with his brothers from his pain first. You have to understand that Joseph thinks his pain was over. He said, what do you mean? Yeah, he says, Joseph actually thinks his pain is done. When you look at chapter 41, verse 51, Joseph called the name of his firstborn Manasseh. For God, said he, had made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. Finally, I'm married. I got me a child. So God has restored me. God has given me what I've lost. When I've lived 20 years without a family, I now got one. So I'm going to name him what I once used to experience when I was with the family that was dysfunctional. So Joseph is saying, I'm going to build me something here that's great, that is going to remove all my pain. But then the pain showed up, and the pain wasn't gone. See, sometimes we think we could repair our lives and go to a whole nother country or go to a whole nother city or just move away from all the problems we once had. Run. Just sell the house and go somewhere else. And the Bible is going, you can't run from me. I am God. I am in every place, all at the same time, fully God, and I don't forget nothing. And I tell you that he who began a good work in you must take it to completion. Please understand, the ministry of the Holy Spirit helping Christ is to present the church as a radiant church before God. So since that's the plan, so that when we come to heaven, we could experience the glorious fellowship with God. You know, we could come to the table and join with him and interact with him and have great times with him. Why? Because we know him. We have longed to be with him. Absent from the bodies to be present with the Lord. I no longer am in the pain of life. There's no more crying, no more pain. That's what Paul pressed to because he had a glimpse of the third heavens. Folks, that's what he's driving us to. So how can we run? Remember Jonah trying to run? How far did he get? Did it change Jonah's attitude? No. What did God do? He accomplished his purposes that he told Amos he was going to do with this kingdom coming against the northern kingdom. It happened. Couldn't stop it. So that's why. It is better to surrender to the will of God, to experience the kingdom plan of God working through your life so you can experience the blessings and the favor and the power of God manifested to the point where we can see who we could have been. It's better to commit our will to his will, to experience the kingdom plan of God so that we can experience all that we can actually become that we will never be able to do on our own. So Joseph, he's not running. He says, let's do this. Joseph was ready to face his brothers, but he did it from his pain. So now, there's not a problem with that. God never in this passage said, Joseph, fix the pain. Nowhere. Nowhere does God say in this passage, Joseph, watch your attitude. No, no, no. Joseph has a legitimate reason to feel what he feels. The Bible literally says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26, be angry, but sin not. Matthew chapter 5, you can't name call. Galatians chapter 5, you can't curse. He's telling us what is sin when we are angry. God got angry and swallowed up a nation. There's a just reason to do it. So understand, it is not that God isn't saying this. God is simply saying, don't sin. He says be angry, but he says sin not. That's what he says, sin not. What it means, Matthew chapter 5, can't name call. Ephesians talks about can't get bitter and resentful. That's what he talks about later on in verse 31 to 32. Can't get bitter and resentful and use words that are demeaning and tearing down, not edifying. He says you can't, in Galatians chapter 5, I can't curse and go on. I can't have this anger turn to wrath where I'm now planning to hurt the person and do things to the person. He tells us to be angry. The word be means it's okay. You could just continue. Just make sure it does not continue to these other attitudes that are not characteristic of who God is. It doesn't represent the nature of God, the character of God. But it does represent, when we are angry, the righteousness of God. So Joseph is going, yeah, in this feeling that he thought he got rid of. Yes. And God is saying no negative to that, because Joseph was justified and how he responded. See, the Bible is saying that's okay, because that's how we start healing from the pain. We can't stuff the pain down. We get depressed. We can't stuff the pain down, because then vengeance and wrath can come out. But when we are faced with what God allows us to confront, the Bible says do it with decency and order, so that we can start managing the pain that by chapter 50 of Genesis, Joseph is in full view of how that works productively so he can heal. Stay focused.
Thank you, Reverend Jennings. Our submission to God and His will exposes us to His agenda and plan for our lives. Now, if you'd like to obtain a copy of this message series, please visit us online at powerwalkministries.org. That's powerwalkministries.org. And while you're there, be sure to also look for the resource titled Power Up with Jesus. It's a daily devotional by Pastor Kennings, which will challenge your faith daily and enable you to grow. Most importantly, if you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, and spiritual growth is something you'd like to find out more about, then reach out to us at 281-260-7402. That's 281-260-7402. We'll continue with this series, Broken Not Defeated, tomorrow. Be sure to join us. And now remember, it's always better to commit our will to God in order to experience and be part of fulfilling His kingdom plan.